A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she gave from her poverty and has offered her whole livelihood." The word of the Lord. I remember at Thanksgiving time, as Thanksgiving baskets were given out in one parish I was in, some of the people saying, "I'm glad I got this particular item or another, because my neighbor doesn't have that much, and they'll love it." They got a small box of food, and they shared the little they had. Once I went to the home of some new immigrants who had just had a baby. "Please, sister, come. Hermana, please." So I went with a friend. The baby's crib was a deep dresser drawer, and their fridge had a half a bottle of juice in it, milk, some milk, an egg, and some cheese. And they wanted to feed us. I know people who've halved their salaries to enable projects for the poor to take place. Dominican volunteers who work for peace and justice and put off further employment until they've done the same. For those who eat and grow our vegetables or whose food tastes better because of the love cooked into it. On Facebook the other day, I saw my nephew sitting in adoration of his little girl, who keeps him and his wife up much of the night with colic. I saw my weary and pregnant niece doing all in her power to make a nice Halloween for her son. Parents giving their all. As we prepare for Thanksgiving, can we recognize today those who give their all in the love of God, family, or neighbor? Can we take time to thank even one person for the little things they do with great love that makes such a difference in our world? What are our priorities, and to what do we give all we got?